Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Loeffler joins us when we come back right after this.
We are farmers. We are all day long doers. Agriculture isn't just our industry. It's our way of life. We invest in equipment that's long-lasting, economical, and environmentally conscious because that's what it takes to do the job right. We're all about greater horsepower and cleaner emissions. New implements, more attachments, better technology and dependable engineering. For all your ag equipment needs, we are Kubota.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 10th through 12th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars and trick riding shows with Melissa Navarre and company. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours are 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Loeffler joining us now from Loeffler Commodities. And Tom, we'll start with a look at the livestock futures. And I don't know if it's just the way it is or if it's the holidays coming up and everybody's doing weird stuff. But, well, livestock again finishing lower yesterday.
That's exactly right, Dave. We saw the cattle complex open negative yesterday. They made new contract lows, and they closed with triple-digit losses. The selling pressure continues in the futures market as the cash prices also continue to go lower. There were 10 deliveries made yesterday against the December live cattle contract. We also saw choice box beef up 27 cents, while select boxes were down $1.13 on a total movement of 154 loads. Cattle kill estimated 110,000 head. Cash feeder index took another hit down $2.74, and we also saw lean hog futures yesterday trade and close negative. On the close, December cattle were down $2.65, Jan feeders down $3, and February lean hogs $1.57 lower.
We'll check grains when we come back in just a moment. It's the McAllister Stockyard Special Replacement Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, December 12th at noon. The sale includes 500 bred heifers, 400 bred cows and pairs, 75 open heifers, and 45 bulls. These are some of the best bred heifers McAllister Stockyards has ever offered. For more information, check out the consignments online at www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. New buyers must register before sale day. That's www.mcallisterstockyards.com or 918-423-2834. Well, Tom, as we kind of check out these grain futures here today, and there's some similarity to the livestock. Grains mostly lower yesterday.
That's right. Now, we did start the session with early trading on the upside in some of the wheat, corn, and soybean futures, but they all closed negative with the largest losses occurring in the soybeans yesterday. Now, profit-taking weighed on the grain prices Monday. The weekly export inspections were on the low end of expectations for the wheat, corn, and soybeans also. Yesterday, the crude oil was down over $2 as it closed below $38. And on the weekly chart, crude oil this morning is the lowest it's been since February of 2009. Now, trading overnight has been mixed in the grains, with the best trading volume being in the soybean futures. At the moment, March KC wheat's down a penny. We are looking at March corn trading a penny and a quarter higher. January soybeans 2¾ lower. March cotton down 53 points. January crude oil down 81 cents. That puts it below $37. We're looking at December dollar index down 9 cents. And December Dow Jones futures down 192 points.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning, and we'll check in with you again tomorrow, and, of course, we'll look forward to that. And it's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.